We welcome to the Gospel Spotlight, Veronica Brown. Veronica, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm so happy to be with you today, and thank you for having me.
It is my pleasure. Veronica, the question that you'll probably get all the time, being a PK, how is it, the life of a PK?
Well, it's fantastic, I'm going to say.
Okay. Okay. Because, you know, people always say, uh-oh, a preacher's kid.
I know. You know what? Everybody, I get that, for years. But you know what? I don't think it's, for me, it's no different than anyone else. Maybe because I live the life, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't see anything different other than the fact that, but I have, among all my, many of my friends, that we're parents are much more stricter. You know, we are watched more, I guess, over our parents, you know, from our parents and church.
Hey.
Church members. So you never know where you are, who's around, who's watching. So I think we more on our P's and Q's. I mean, you know, in my instance, you know. And, you know, but everybody don't have the same experience, you know. But that has been my experience.
Traveling the world, how is it traveling the world and spreading the gospel?
Wonderful.
Okay.
It's a great feeling. It's a confident feeling, and it also gives you peace of mind and peace of heart. And traveling the world, going to places that affected.
Mm-hmm.
To know about Christ, you know. Sometimes you're pretty much surprised, but it's an opportunity to make an impact on that particular territory. So that is what gives you the peace of heart and peace of mind. And when you get reaction from your audience and from personal interactions, you know that you're bringing something new, or you're bringing something more informative and more personal, you know, to one's life. So it's a great thing, but at the same time, it's something heavy that you make sure that you want to do the right thing and say the right thing, because remember, you're a representative of Christ.
Yes. Mary,
you know,
Mary had a baby. Does that bring back memories?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Tell us about that.
Hey. Well, actually, it was the first song I remember that I learned, that my mother taught me.
Mm-hmm.
And when my sister told her I could sing, I didn't know I could sing, but, you know, your siblings said, oh, you can sing. I don't know what that means, you know, okay. Mm-hmm. So I thought everybody sung. But yes, after the first song, my mother said, well, since you can sing, well, let me teach you this song, you know, and so just in case you ever sing in front of people, you know a song. And I remember that so well, it's like it was yesterday. And that was the song, and it just brings that memory of family, of mom teaching me. It brings that memory of fun, because I used to love to sing. And I remember my mother used to stand there and say, well, you know, and you stand there saying something, but then don't stand there like a bump on the law. You know, you move and let folks know you're alive and God is alive when you're singing Mary Had a Baby, you know?
So yeah. Oh, yeah. Wow.
Don't put him to sleep.
That's right. That brings us to present day and My God. Tell us about that song.
Yes, it's exactly that. It's My God.
Hey.
You know, in your life experience, you know, especially in your daily, everyday life experiences, you know, we have ups and downs. And then you have situations that you have no idea how to handle or whatever. But in all of that, you know, that one day I think I was having an experience, you know, I was having a special day or something. And then at the end of that day, or in the middle of that day or that situation, God just came in and things were just handled miraculously. How did that happen? You know, and my God, you know, and you know how you just start singing, you know, God can do anything but fail, you know, and it's actually his word. It's actually his contribution, attribution that he is, because he can do anything but fail. you know, and when you start singing these songs and just singing his word, it just comes out, my God.
Wow.
You know, and actually, you know, you go through life and you go to the store, you go walking down, doing your walk, you know, exercising. You hear that phrase many times, my God, you know, and it's actually a true phrase that people don't really realize, you know,
mm-hmm.
And so you can, so for me, it's literal in my life. I really take it literally, you know, my God, he can do anything but fail, you know, and I literally took that and I just turned it into what I thought in that particular song, you know, and he's my all in all, you know, and I just took it and made it into a song. I said, huh, this don't sound too bad. You know, it was very uplifting. It was encouraging, you know, to me. So I just said, I think I'm going to record this. I think I'm going to record this song.
And
that was one of the songs I came up with.
I think you've got a winner. I mean, it's a real friendly song, a good song, good, easy song to sing along with. And
exactly.
It's one of those songs that put a smile on your face. You know, my God. You know,
yes.
I like that, Veronica. How would you classify your music if you would have to classify your music?
Well, you know, if I had to classify it, of course, I'm gonna say R&B because that's how I feel. It's R&B. It's R&B, contemporary gospel. You know, it makes you feel good, up tempo. I like to move. I like to, you know, like a dance like David, but in my style.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Of music, you know, for me, it's when I sing song, I can hear the rhythm, you know, I hear the rhythm, and then hearing that, I hear the music, you know, and then when someone present me with the track or with the music, and I don't feel that's not what I'm feeling when I sing this song, you know. So if I had to categorize myself, I would say contemporary gospel, or I just say straight gospel, you know. Oh, Christian, I like Christian music a great deal, you mm-hmm. know, because I'm a Christian, but I feel when I'm singing my song, I feel gospel because that's where I'm from. That's my roots. And when I'm singing, no matter where I'm singing, I always end up singing gospel, you know, but my way of gospel, you know?
Okay. Is there an album to follow or is there an album with my God?
Yes, it's going to be, right now we're trying to put together, actually I'm working on another single, and I already have another single that I did that's ready to go, and also another single I'm going in to do. LP is ready, and it's being prepared, you know, together to go. I've had the material already, but I kind of want to tweak some other, you know, some of the material. And, we're almost there, ready to go, and we have a single ready to go, so we're kind of, And right in the mix of things, closing down things, you know, a lot of the songs that's on the LP, but most of them are pretty much finished. We just got to get paperwork and things together in order, making things, you know, making sure things are straight and the tools that go along with the LP videos and things like that goes along with that. So yeah, we're pretty busy. And I kind of wanted to ask them this past week. Some things came to mind, and my manager came and thought and said, you know, we should add this. I said, no, I have another idea that we should add this, you know, to the last song. I kind of want to add to the mix, you know, something that came new, somebody presented to me, and I kind of like it, so adding some stuff to that. So, yes, LP is coming right along, so we're looking forward to that in the next new project.
Great. We're talking to Veronica Brown. And, Veronica, I see that you've traveled Europe, parts of Africa and Asia. But let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. When you got your first engagement, your first gig in Iceland, mm-hmm. Iceland?
Mm-hmm. Everybody says that.
Iceland? I can see your manager coming to you now and saying, hey, Veronica, I got you booked in Iceland. And you're saying, what? Tell us about that, would you?
You know, actually, it's a funny thing. I knew I was, you know, we knew, of course, it was going on tour. But and we was going to Europe. But actually, the week of the departure, we realized, looking at the Roscoe where we were going, our destinations, that Iceland was the first stop. It was like, Are you kidding me? Well, they did tell us, you know, to prepare, to, you know, when you travel, make sure that you prepare for all weather.
Yes.
So, you know how you say, so what does that mean? So when we got the, when it came in the mail, the program, and we said, I flew, oh my God! And of course, I was concerned.
I know that's right.
And, you know, without being facetious or anything like that, I said, is, you know, I thought, is black folks in Nazi?
If they are, we don't know about them, but...
Exactly. But, you know, in all, it was a wonderful trip. I got to tell you, when we land, I didn't know that we would land. I thought we were going to land in the airport, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when we land, it wasn't close to a building.
What?
And the building, you had to walk off the plane to walk to the building. And they told us before we land, okay, so the pilot came on and said, ladies and gentlemen, make sure once we land, you know, we're going to open the door, make sure you're wrapped up and you hold on to one another, you know, going into the building. And we kept like, what?
Wow.
And yes, we literally had to, we had our downy coats on, the big downy coat with the hood and everything. And when they opened that door, oh my God, I thought we were going to fly in the back of the plane.
Wow.
It was that windy.
Wow.
Unbelievable. So I'm like, oh, you know, I can hear how you say to yourself, what did I get myself into?
Yeah. Wow.
But all in all, once we got inside, once we made the journey from the plane to the building, it was fine. It was fine.
Okay.
It was great, actually. Yeah.
Wow. I had to ask you about that because reading over the information, I said, Iceland? You know.
Exactly.
For real. Well,
listen. You know, Greenland isn't too far behind Iceland, so I don't know.
Oh, okay. Wow. Our yeah. world traveler, Veronica Brown, started off in Iceland. Wow.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. But her new single is called My God. She's working on another single and working on the LP. How can one get in touch with you social media-wise? Are you on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat? You tell me.
Yes, all the media, everything you just mentioned is how you can get in touch with me. The material you can listen to, the download, and listen to the music, view the video. If you just really want to get in touch with me, you can go to veronicabrown.org, and you can contact me there. And, you know, anything you like to ask me or add to it, and I love all comments. Come on, and I'm inviting everyone in, and inviting everyone in to please download and share. You know, and then when you hear Veronica coming out in your particular area, come on out and support us, and let us raise hand and praise God together and be blessed, and call on my God.
My God, it's Veronica Brown. Our guest, Veronica, it has been a pleasure. I have definitely, I've enjoyed it. And may God continue to bless you in all of your endeavors. Thanks for spending time with us.
Thank you. And I'll be happy to come on back. And listen, I'm looking for you in the place also.
All right.
AJ, when I get to the town. Okay. And thank you again for having me. And you have a blessed, blessed day.
You
and
too.
Have a blessed season.
You too. It's our guest inside of the Gospel Spotlight, Veronica Brown.